We're doing the Magen Midovna Rav Tashar Ha'ava, the 10th chapter, page Resh Vav. And the Magen Midovna had said, it's good for a person if in their youth they can pull out the weeds of their habits. If they can pull out the habits that they've adopted that are not beneficial. Meaning sometimes as a youngster we adopt certain habits, and when a person matures he should choose between his habits those that are correct and those that are incorrect. And even though initially it's not fun, you know, if you're used to sucking your thumb, so it's very hard not to sit there sucking your thumb. Some people are used to all kinds of habits that takes time to get used to. Every habit we conquer, initially it's difficult to conquer, but ultimately you could suck your thumb, it's okay. But ultimately, a person benefits from it. V'dat l'nafshecha inam. So the Magen Midovna says, it'll be pleasant to you when you go the intellectual route, kasher tova chokhma belibcha, as you grow in intellect, as ya'iru einecha bor ha'emet v'atzedek. Your eyes will shine with the light of truth and righteousness. V'tivchon me'ata ki lo tov la'adam lechoz targel v'lelecht rak acharav. And you'll be able to discern that it's really not in a person's interest to continue a path he's on simply from habit. And most people don't take time to reflect. Most people are continuing a path that they decided on in their youth, maybe when they were 12, maybe when they were 10, maybe when they were 15. But at some point they adopted certain habits. A guy adopts a habit to be sarcastic. A guy adopts a habit to make fun of other people's weaknesses. A person has a habit to get angry. We have all kinds of habits which really are detrimental to ourselves and to those that surround us. And very often, people don't take time to reflect. And when a person doesn't have introspection, so then he's really continuing the path that he decided on in his youth. And as a person grows and starts conquering his habits, he comes to a recognition that really he should reanalyze. He should really reflect on the path he's on. Ki mashchit nafsho hu ya'asena. Only a person who chooses to destroy his soul would go on a path that is formed by the habits of the youth. The habits of the youth are habits from an unripe mind, intellect that's yet to learn. It takes time to mature. And as we mature, well, we should look at our habits. Is this really the route we should be on? A person should have free choice, and that free choice should stem from correct knowledge. That's what should guide him. And a person can analyze this and hear this from the elders. This is the path that our elders always took. This is the path that our forefathers took. That's the path that was favored before Hashem, blessed be He. And that is what's fitting, that's what is correct to do. To strengthen oneself. Even though initially it seems beyond a person's capacity. Anytime a person starts checking out his own habits and he says, what, I'm going to stop slamming doors? We used to have a guy here who used to slam doors. Every time he walked into a room, bam! The whole room would jump. Every room he walked into, the base medrash, the whole base medrash would jump. It was a habit. He came from a place where their doors were hard to close. So he was accustomed to closing doors with force. I can't even tell you where it was from. He came from Texas. And I don't know why in Texas, this is what he told us. That wherever he lived, the doors were hard to close and you'd have to really push hard. So where he came from, it didn't slam doors when you used such force. But here in the Machon, every class he walked into, if he wasn't there early, so initially he wanted to conquer this habit. The way he did it is he dropped each class early, but that doesn't help in the Beis Medrash, right? And it still has scared everyone in the hallway, but he'd be first to each class. You understand? He circumvented the habit. He didn't really conquer it. But it's a start. It's a start. It took him time, but he overcame the habit. Now, that's a small habit, but you know how hard it is? If that's how you used to closing doors, it seems like something small. We had a guy who used to, when he'd clear his throat, it would be a 2-minute ordeal, and the whole class would hear him clearing his throat. for 2 minutes. You'd hear like a car starting up. Okay. At some point someone said something to him. Again, these things seem minor, but when you're part of a...
2 minutes is not minor.
2 minutes, well, it seems like a minor habit to conquer. No, but it isn't. Every habit is hard to conquer. And initially, says the Magen Miduvna, when you look at a habit, the first thought is, this is beyond my capacity. I can't. This is who I am. It feels like it's a part of us. And by the way, that's why it's important to form good habits. And that's up to us. Madua lo yasim el lev. Why doesn't a person notice? For the foolish things in this world, he works so hard. Way beyond what he thinks he can do. A guy who's lifting weights pushes himself a little bit more. A guy who's running the marathon pushes himself for foolishness. For what? I was sitting next to a guy. What did he tell me?
Foolishness?
They had a contest. How many hot dogs you could eat in 2 minutes?
Oh, that's foolishness.
It's a real thing.
Did you want? You want to call
a little contest? Who's the most?
Okay.
Did you want to call sporting?
Yeah, you wish.
Kobe
Ash. Well, I think that sports have their role, but it's important for a person to be fit. But you push yourself and you push yourself. It's not because you want to be fit. It's because you want to push yourself. You want to accomplish. To be fit, you could walk 3 miles a day. You could do a lot of easy things to be fit. But you push yourself for things that are...
I see you prefer pushing yourself than sitting the whole day around the computer and doing...
Fine. I'm all for it. But if you look at it, you see that you push yourself for things that are not so important. One will push himself way beyond his limits. And the computer is a good example. A guy's sitting by the computer and he sees the clock at 12 and 1 and 2 and he's really tired, but he wants to read one more article. He wants to reply to one more chat. He wants to play one more computer game. He's going to push himself. Now that's foolishness. You'll agree with me, that's foolishness. But he pushes himself. Go sit in the Beis Medrash. It's 9:30. Suddenly it seems so late. I'm so tired. I can't. Right? At 10 o'clock, I'm finished. Don't talk to me about 2 in the morning. Who could learn 2 in the morning? But somehow you could concentrate on other things at 2 in the morning because we push ourselves for foolishness.
When
in
Gemara is a lot higher than sitting on
your computer
and chatting.
Fine. But we could learn. He's talking about conquering our habits. He's saying when it comes to conquering our habits, it looks like it's beyond our capacity. So we should remember that there are other things that would ordinarily seem like they're beyond our capacity, but we regularly push ourselves, even though they might seem beyond our capacity. We say, okay, I could do a little bit more. When you're stuffed and they bring out a good cake for dessert, you push yourself. You say, no, we can fit that in. You know you're full. ובענייני העובדה הנבחרת אין בה מן הכבדות, כמאמר מי מעשיתי לך אומר לאתיך עני בי. כי אך אם יקדים הרצון מהסכמה על העבודה, אז יקל בעיניו כל מה שיש עליו לעשות, וירב לו מעשה ומנוף את סוף וכל טעם. The Magen Miduvna here tells us the key, and the key is attitude. If we approach a change in habit as something that's difficult, then it's very hard. But if a person begins by developing his desire, and that's at the root of it all, I think you can apply this to almost every conquest you have in life. The question is, how much do you want it? If you want it, then all the work is easy. And it's sweet. And this applies to conquering our habits. Let's take the hardest habit, getting up on time in the morning. That's for sure the hardest habit, right? Okay. When you know you're going to do something you enjoy, then as hard as it is, you pull yourself out of bed. I believe that the key to getting up on time is the thought with which you go to sleep. Well, obviously it's good to get a good night's rest. If you go to sleep early, it's easier to get up, but that's not it. Yes, in the long run, that's it. You have to get into the habit of getting up, of going to sleep on time in order to get up on time, but that's not enough. If you know that when you get out of bed on time, you're going to have, I don't know what you guys like. I don't know what you like in the morning. I'd say a steak, but you don't want that in the morning. I'd say pizza, but you don't want that in the morning. So I don't know what you want. Pizza's good. I'm saying we used to have in camp the Cocoa Club, where whoever came to davening 15 minutes early, they'd have class for 15 minutes, and you'd get hot chocolate. So a lot of guys woke up for that hot chocolate before davening. There was the Cocoa Club, and you knew the cocoa wasn't going to be there 5 minutes before davening. Up to 5 minutes before davening, if you made it there, you got hot cocoa. A lot of guys in camp got up early for their hot cocoa. If you knew, and I think this is a good way a person could work on himself, when I get up on time, that's the only time I'll allow myself to have hot chocolate milk, coffee, whatever it is. You make yourself this rule, and you find something. A lot of it is the attitude with which we go to sleep and the attitude with which we get up. If we're excited, believe me, when you have something you want, when you have something you're excited over, you get up. Huh?
That's a good idea.
I speak it from experience. When I go to sleep and I know the next morning, oh boy, it's going to be rainy, I have to take the kids out the gun, it's going to be a hassle and a fight, and oh, okay, so who wants to get out of bed today like that? But if you think the night before, this is what I want to accomplish, this is what I'm going to accomplish, and my whole day will look better if I get up on time. And if I'll be tired, so I'll put my head down at this time, at that time, I'll make it up. But I have to be out of bed at this and this hour in the morning, then we get up earlier. And we get up easier. He says, every challenge, it's a question of the attitude you form before you face the challenge. What's my attitude to the challenge? And this is, we see it by Yaakov Avinu. 7 years he's working for Rachel. But it was sweet. Yaakov Avinu worked 7 years for Rachel, right?
Yes, and 7 years for Leah.
So, it was sweet, the Pasuk says. He loved her so much, it was sweet. Yeah.
I would understand something. I think that I understand it, but I don't remember exactly. He works 7 years and marries Leah without knowing. And then after 1 week, he married Rachel and then worked another 7 years for having her? Or worked 7 years and married her later?
No. After the week.
After the week. Okay.
Come on,
yeah. Everybody had still to work.
Yeah.
כמה יערב לאדם לעשותו דברים בעבור שר ונגיד גדול בתורה וחוכמה שהוא מתחסן בביתו. Imagine that you're hosted by the chief rabbi of Israel. You have someone who's important in Torah and wisdom and you're a guest in his house. And then he asks you to do something for him. It's sweet. כל שכן כאשר יחשוב מנפשו כי המתמים שיעשה הוא בפועל כפיו ובעמל ידיו וברשת שפתיו הדלים הנה ידיו תביינה המעשים האלה בהיכלי מלך עולמיים יתברך. If a person would really think, you know, what I'm accomplishing here, I will bring on a gold platter before the King of all kings. If a person really thought about it, if a person really connected with it, then he'd girdle his strength, he'd quickly apply his strengths. Even if initially it seems beyond his capacity. אך שים פניך על אשר אבהר ואסדר לפניך סדר נחות באיכות ההנהגה לבוא להשיג אהבה אמיתית. He says, but I want you to know, now we are going to describe from the next chapter onward, he's concluding this chapter, I will explain the correct order in which a person can attain true love, ואיכות האהבה וכוחה וסימניה. And what is true love? How pure true love is, what are its powers, what are its indicators. If you do as Hashem command you, you will be able to succeed in this path, and that's where we will pick up Ezrat Hashem next time with the 11th chapter. So what did we see today? He says, we cannot continue the path of our habits from our youth. We have to discern between those habits which are positive and negative. And a person should realize that this has always been the way people have succeeded, by conquering their habits, by discerning which are correct and incorrect. People do not just continue their lives going the way of their youth, continuing their habits. Yes, it sometimes seems like it's beyond a person's capacity, but you'll note that we have strength to do other things if they interest us, and that is the key. If a person only realizes the value of what he is doing, then he can connect to it, he can enjoy it, he could be positive about it, and then he can have the strength to actually accomplish it.